Well, he has to have. Well, he has to have them somewhere to stay, or else he would go to jail.
Exactly. Oh, I understand what Kanye's doing now. This nigga don't have a home because he ain't trying to fuck around with them kids.
Like, don't like you don't have a home because it's by your choice. But you, if you did that with your kids, you would be looked at differently. But you have the power to do that because you have a wife who also makes a lot of money who can afford a home. That's why you have that luxury, and a lot of us don't. Mm-hmm. So don't tell me home has no value when your kids have a home to go to.
I don't think he never said home doesn't have a value.
Don't tell me to throw out but don't tell me not to think of me having a house for my kids to go home to is me trying to live the patriarchal life when it's not. I want my kids to have a place to lay their head. If his kids were doing with that, they wouldn't have a consistent place to lay their head, would they or would they not?
They would.
Well, how?
His connections.
What if
he goes to France? He knows the owner of Balenciaga. They have a house over there. Hey, I'm going to France for a couple of weeks. It's cool. Me and my family stay over there. Yeah, go ahead. I'll give you the keys. I'll give you the gate to the code. It's connections. That's what it all comes back to. That's what he's talking about.
But nobody
is having those connections and knowing these people.
But not everybody can have those type of connections.
Fam, we know somebody in OKC. Somebody's going over there in January.
Damn, he just hit you with the
connections. It's not about the levels of your money that you have. It's about having connections. That's all it's boiling down to.
Actually, yeah, because I'm
how did he get those connections?
Georgia to Pennsylvania, New
all
York,
because of
Maine.
Connections.
I'm not paying for a single hotel.
All because
is
of
it
connections.
How did he get those connections? Yeah, how did he get those connections?
By knowing people.
By being in the position he's in.
Up. By being a hip hop artist.
By knowing people.
Exactly. By being a hip hop artist. If he became an author and released books, and he became more famous for that,
he would have connections to go somewhere else. I'm not saying he has to have those. We have to have those connections to know these big people. I'm saying if you have these connections to go and do what you want to do, like go to a place and visit a place and know somebody over there and go visit that place without having to spend money the way a lot of people think that you have to do. It's all about the connections.
What does he want?
Attention.
Because he just said he just rambles most of the time. And it's like, bro, what? Just say what you want, bro.
He did. What do you want? Did you listen to the interview?
Well, part two came out today. I hadn't listened to it yet.
Oh, there's two parts.
There's a part two.
It's part two.
Yeah, part two is probably gonna go darker than motherfucker.
I'm about to listen to
talk about that next week.
Come back next week. You know what? I'll change my mind.
Yeah. When Kanye makes sense, Kanye makes sense.
Yeah, bro, I'm still telling you. I'm starting to understand him a lot more.
Slavery is a choice.
I'm starting to understand it a lot more. Have you ever been stuck at a job that's your title and that's what people know you as, but you don't want to be known as that anymore?
No.
Because why? Did you leave? Did you leave?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes by choice, sometimes by not. But no, I get what you're saying in that aspect. But what I'm saying is, we're not, for you to be associated with that position still, that's not a bad position when people call you that. Like, Kanye West, the hip-hop artist. They say you're one of the greatest hip-hop artists of all time. So for you to have that title isn't
that's
a negative.
Not belittling him or anything.
It's, you know, it's not saying, you know, that's what we think you are. It's that's what not for us, for us, for us. That's
in the
what,
realm, in the realm,
in the realm
of hip-hop.
He's, in the realm of hip-hop, do we not recognize Kanye West as one of the greatest?
Yeah, we do.
So for when we call Kanye West a hip-hop artist, are we belittling him?
No, we're not. We're not, but life is bigger than hip hop. Am I right?
Right.
Am I right on that? Okay. Kanye doesn't want to be in the realm, stuck in this realm of hip hop. Because guess what? The people that he idolizes, Disney, Steve Jobs, all of them, they were not confined to one realm. They were known across the world. They changed lives. Everybody has a fucking iPhone, no matter if you're in the U.S. or you're around the fucking country. They weren't confined to one specific thing.
My only pushback, Disney didn't blow up until Walt Disney died.
Okay, Kanye is not trying to blow up before he died, died.
And the reason I push back, though, hip-hop is the culture now. Hip-hop isn't just music. Hip hop is fashion.
I agree.
Hip hop is television.
I agree.
Hip hop is movies.
I agree.
So for you to be upset when we call you a hip hop artist, hip hop artist doesn't necessarily mean you make music. You're an artist. An artist doesn't mean you're a musician only. An artist, by definition, is someone who creates. You've created for us. You've created clothing. You've created shoes. You've created music.
I agree.
You know, so don't look at that when we call you a hip hop artist as one specific thing.
Well, I mean, drop the hip hop off that motherfucker and there's no problem.
But what's wrong with hip hop? Hip hop is the pop culture now.
It is.
The biggest artist in the world is a hip-hop artist.
Hip-hop has always been pop culture. Hip-hop is the most influential culture that's ever been held on society. It's the most influential. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
It's the most influential, yeah. Right?
Yes. It's
everything based off what you said. The clothes, movies, shoes, whatever. No, it's not. It's not that that's what he wants. He doesn't want the world to see what he is just as the black part. He wants it to be bigger. Don't just view me. Don't just view me as a kid or as a guy coming out of Chicago, as a black kid coming out of Chicago making music and thinking that that's all I was, and now I have all of this shit just because of that. He's always been greater than that.
But I do see what you're saying, but it also comes off as you're ashamed of where you came from, is too.
I don't think it is, or else why wouldn't he have the Donda Academy? Why wouldn't he be giving back to and having all this shit in Chicago, going down to Chicago?
But we're calling
he has a lot. He's bringing up, he's having artists from Chicago on his albums.
He is, and I get that part, but it's just like I said. What is it when you look up the definition of an artist? What does that mean? What is an artist?
I don't know. I never looked up the definition.
What's an artist? We can't answer that, because if I tell you, is Picasso an artist?
Yeah.
Is Jay-Z an artist?
Yeah.
Both artists, both create.
One of them is a hip-hop artist, in your words.
One of them is a painting artist. Okay.
Just an artist. I think he did more than paint.
He painted pictures and sculptures. He created art. Hip-hop is a type of art. You're creating.
It is.
It's not just music anymore. You can't keep saying hip-hop is just music, because it's not. You're essentially calling me calling you a hip-hop artist is me calling you a pop artist.
What? Okay, I get you, T. But what does, outside of the realm of hip-hop, what does the world view hip-hop?
Hip-hop is the world.
All right.
Is it not?
You got it, T.
No, I'm just asking you, like.
You got it.
It's universal. Is it not?
He's saying it's universal.
You got it.
Because, like, I'm.
That's what I'm trying to figure out, too.
Because, like, hip-hop has become arguably the largest influencing.
It's become the most taken advantage of culture of all time.
It's become
the. That's what it's become. It's become the most taken advantage of culture of all time.
I'll agree with you on that. I do agree.
Look at. People don't like Post Malone.
Culture.
Look at one of those fucking The Island dudes.
Hey, that shit rocked though.
See? It rocks.
I like that Island Boy shit. Yeah, but that's with anything though. People called Will Smith, Fresh Prince, when he came out, party hip hop. They didn't take it serious, but it's a type of hip hop. It's a type of artistry. There's going to be bullshit in all types of artistry. There's good country artists and there's bullshit country artists. There's good rock artists. There's bullshit rock artists. There's good rappers. There's bad rappers. Is Blueface a good rapper?
I never heard him. So
no.
I can't speak.
But he's a rapper still. He's a rap artist. Is Jay-Z a good rap artist? Both rap artists.
I think everything is subjective.
It is.
Because you look at some of these Picasso paintings, we don't know what the hell they are, but yet they're worth millions of dollars.
To who?
To a lot of people.
Would you buy one for that much?
No, I can't afford that.
If you could, would you?
No.
Because it doesn't mean that much to you.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Exactly. But you're hitting my point.
I'm not.
How are you not?
How am I not what?
Hitting my point. It's subjective, but it is. Being the largest impacted culture, how is it not that? How do you not bring value to that? When I call you a hip hop artist, I'm calling you one of arguably the biggest culture, the biggest influence right now. You're an artist in that influence. You are one of the most impactful artists of all time, because you're in a genre that expands beyond music. and you create within that genre.
I agree.
So.
But again, you're in the realm of hip hop.
All right.
We probably can go all night with
this. Yeah, we can. But you got it, T.
We all out of breath. Like
episode 36.
Plug them. Somebody tell them where they can find us.
I don't even know.
Google us.
Yeah, Google us.
Google me, man. Chuck.
Google us. Let's see, outro music.
Follow us on IG at 4WisemanPod.
Look up that Lift Yourself.
What is that?
Oh, no. Don't play that shit.
Look it up.
No, yeah, please don't. What are you saying, Paul? Look us up on what?
Yeah, follow us on IG at 4WisemanPod. Links are in the bio to find us, our episodes, our Patreon. Subscribe. All you need is $2. Your broke asses, and just keep supporting us.
I gotta wait till next week to resubscribe. Sorry, y'all.
My point exactly. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, broke ass nigga.
Oh, I didn't sell that.
Oh, I am.
Come on,
it's
bro.
Okay, though.
Come on, bro. Jesus, be somebody. Be somebody. Help us out.
I got connections.
Dead ass. I turned my shit off too.
What shit?
Patreon.
Patreon.
Patreon. I got $2 on one.
Scumbags.
Damn. Damn. All right. It's been real. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for listening again. It's your boy Yogi Swift.
Your boy Paul.
The Plug.
Terrence. Jay.
Your boy J-Rod.
Yeah, we out. I don't have any outro music. I'm just ending it. I don't feel like listening to
be
it.
Be safe anymore. Out there, Jay. Enjoy your apartment.
Sir. All
right, yeah, bro. Yeah, be safe.
See you on the other. I'm surprised y'all didn't ask me about OKC.
Fam, it's late.
I mean, well, shit, it's later. It's later here. Like
it's 11:52. It's 12:52.
How was okay, CJ?
No, it's cool. We can go. I'm just saying. Shit.
Oh, my phone is literally about to die.
We're gonna talk about them burgers next time.
Yeah them boy. Yeah. Bro, has sweet dreams of burgers.
It's more than burgers.
And man. Get the pink hoodie, bro. I want to see you dressed like
Kettle. You didn't answer me about the kettle corn.
I thought I did.
Nah, you just said we don't talk about it. Is it lit out there? I still have a big ass bag right here. I ain't gonna lie.
I've been staring at it.
Is that from Oklahoma?
Nah, it's from the zoo.
Oh.
It's from Oklahoma. J Ross sent me connections.
Connections. Yeah.
I didn't gotta pay shit.
there y'all.
All right,
let's bounce.
All right. We bounce.
All right, bro.
Peace.
I won.
Peace. Y'all have a good one.